Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Douglas Holtz Aiken. Douglas is the president of the American Action Forum. Doug, tell us about your organization.
It's a D.C.-based, quote-unquote, think tank, but we are there to provide education on policy issues, policy options, policy advice. We do it for the American public, and we also spend a lot of time trying to explain center-right principles of economic and domestic policy to elected officials.
Market-based solutions.
We believe in the private sector. We believe in the power of ideas and the pursuit of those ideas. It's served this country well. It's the most effective form around the globe.
More individual self-determination and less government determination. And I like that approach. As you know, folks, he's also former director of the Congressional Budget Office. Douglas. What do you think will be the biggest danger, the biggest threat, I should say, to the Obamacare? Will it be the states? Will it be the lawsuits that have been brought by the attorneys general? Will it be the judge, like the Florida judge, who struck down the whole thing? Will this go to the Supreme Court first, or will it be defunded by Congress? What's going to happen?
I think there are three threats. Number one is the lawsuit, which will end up in the Supreme Court, and which I will say I am no legal scholar, but sounds like, especially in the aftermath of the Florida judge's ruling, has real merit and is a serious threat to the constitutionality of the entire law. He threw out the entire law, not just the part with the individual mandate.
Will it be fast-tracked?
I don't think they'll fast-track it. The Virginia Attorney General has asked for that, but there's no evidence that the Supreme Court feels that's necessary.
So the earliest would be, what, the fall?
They'd probably hear it in the fall, maybe rule by spring 2012. I think that's the basic timeline. Second big threat is the governors. I mean, on both sides of the aisle, they're throwing a collective fit for good reasons. They've been saddled with big bills. They've been told to set up very elaborate exchanges that are expensive to do and hard to operate. So they have a lot of complaints and are headed to Washington almost every week to try to push back on this bill. And the third is just the budget. We really can't afford this. We're talking about trillions of dollars in new spending at a time when we already have massive deficits as far as the eye can see. And I think that even Democrats in Congress, a couple years down the road, are going to look and say, geez, you know, we're going to have to pare something back. Am I going to pare back something people have had for 50, 60 years, like Medicare, or am I going to pare back something that hasn't happened yet?
Something they don't even know about. So that's the congressional part of it. And so, which brings us to this budget battle. I mean, there's a real budget battle looming right now between Congress and the administration, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's going to be a series in four parts. Part one is picking up the pieces of last year's budget, the fiscal 2011 budget, which Congress never finished. And so you're seeing the stopgap.
Now, when you say fiscal 2011, you're talking about, you said last year, but that's the one we're in right now.
That's the one we're in, but it was the one they were supposed to do last year.
And they never finished it.
Right, and so now we have stopgap.
So here we are, 6 months. We're 6 months into a budget, and they still have to. They're still cobbling together something for them the government to operate on right now.
Yes, and this is sadly business as usual. It is one of the reasons for government inefficiency. Even the well-intentioned within government can't manage their departments and agencies because they're not given budgets until halfway or more through the year.
They have the audacity to say that they want to control more of our lives.
Yes, this is not a crowd you want controlling anything.
No.
Run a lawn mowing operation in my opinion.
So quickly, what's going to happen? What's the next big shoe to drop between the president and the Congress?
Well, we'll do the funding for 2011, and then there'll be a very large battle over raising the debt limit. That'll happen at the in the middle of May, might bleed into June.
Which could shut the government down.
Both the funding bill, if they don't fund the government, it'll shut down. And also, if we don't extend the ability to borrow, the government will have to shut down. So
yeah.
You're going to see two opportunities for the fiscal conservatives to make their case for on the wrong track. And the president's shown no real willingness to go that way.
Yeah.
So expect a bumpy ride during the spring.
So here's my question, Douglas. If I don't do my job, I don't get paid. How about you? How come we're paying them to not do their job?
They haven't done the budget properly in a decade, and
yeah.
There's no way to defend their behavior.
And it's got to become part of the next election process, folks. Hey, Douglas, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
We'll see you next time. Douglas Holtz-Aiken, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages, after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.